Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S.-led coalition has a request for Iraq. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has told Iraqi leaders they should accelerate their efforts to defeat the Islamic State group. Carter met with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi and Defense Minister Khalid al-Obeidi after making an unannounced visit Wednesday to Baghdad. Turkish officials say four of their soldiers were wounded in a mortar attack on a base in northern Iraq. That's where Turkish troops are training Iraqi soldiers. Western media are reporting that Islamic State militants fired rockets on the Iraqi camp near the city of Mosul. Rebels and pro-government forces are accusing each other of violating the ceasefire in Yemen. However, the truce appears to be holding together for the most part. The accusations include continued ground fighting, shelling by Houthi rebels, and airstrikes by a Saudi-led coalition. Opposition leaders in central Ethiopia say security forces have killed more than 40 people in recent weeks amid protests against a government development plan. Demonstrators began holding rallies late last month over a plan to expand the city limits of Addis Ababa, the capital. Critics in Ethiopia's Oromia region say the plan would displace farmers and rob the area of its economy. The United States has called on Nigerian officials to investigate violence between army troops and a Shiite sect. The fighting has reportedly left hundreds of people dead. The U.S. Embassy in Abuja said Wednesday that the Nigerian government should quickly and credibly and transparently investigate the events and hold to account any individuals found to have committed crimes. This is VOA News. The director of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation said Wednesday that the American-born man and his Pakistani wife, who gunned down 14 people in California, made a commitment 2 years ago to launch an attack even before they met each other in person. FBI Chief James Comey said Wednesday in New York that investigators have determined that in late 2013, Syed Rizwan Farouk and his future wife, Tafshin Malik, carried on conversations, direct private messages on the internet, sharing their joint commitment to jihad and martyrdom. He said they are still investigating.
But one of the things we're trying to understand is, so where were they for 4 hours after the attack? And what else, if anything, were they planning to do? And was there anybody who helped them or assisted them or supported them in some way?
James Comey. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says he expects sanctions on Iran to be lifted in the coming weeks. The remarks come after the UN nuclear agency ended its probe into allegations Iran once worked to develop nuclear weapons. Rouhani said in a televised address Wednesday, the sanctions will end soon after implementation in the next week or two of the nuclear agreement between Iran and six leading nations. The U.S. Central Bank Wednesday boosted its benchmark interest rate for the first time in nearly a decade. The increase could increase borrowing costs for American businesses and consumers. After months of deliberations, Federal Reserve policymakers increased the key interest rate for short-term borrowing for the most credit-worthy U.S. institutions by a quarter of a percentage point, pushing it up from the quarter of 1% figure that it had been for 7 years. The Fed said it would continue or could continue to boost the rate in 2016. The State Department has formally notified Congress of a $1.83 billion arms sale package for Taiwan. State Department officials say the package includes two frigates, anti-tank missiles, amphibious assault vehicles, and Stinger surface-to-air missiles. The U.S. Congress has 30 days to review the sale and raise any objections. The Electoral Commission of Uganda has issued the final voter list for next year's general election. The country's electoral law demands the Electoral Commission present an electronic copy of the voter list to the parties and their candidates after the nominating process. 2 weeks before the presidential, parliamentary, and local elections, the law requires the Electoral Commission to issue a hard copy to all of the candidates. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are higher at this hour. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.